It's been nearly 10 years since Trudy Munoz was locked up at the Flavanna Correctional Center for allegedly shaking a four-month-old baby. To this day, she insists she did not hurt the child, who suffered a seizure at her home daycare center in Northern Virginia. At the time, doctors thought three symptoms, swelling of the brain, bleeding beneath its top layer and behind the eyes, were proof that an infant had been shaken violently. What they didn't know was the history of what had come to be known as shaken baby syndrome.
The entire thing is based on a misinterpretation of one single experiment that was done for an entirely separate purpose by one of my own teachers.
Dr. Ronald Usinski, a neurosurgeon at Georgetown, George Washington, and Howard Universities, says the concept of shaken baby dates back to a study done of how much force it took to injure the brain of a monkey in a crash test. That study led a British doctor to speculate that hard shaking could produce brain injuries in infants. Years later, that same neurosurgeon was dismayed that pediatricians had accepted his idea as gospel rather than theory. And a whole industry had grown up around prevention of shaken baby syndrome, complete with public speakers and videos.
There will be times when you are tired and stressed, when your child cries for reasons you may not understand, and when you are overwhelmed to the point that frustration may lead to the injury of your child.
But today, some doctors are disputing the original thinking around shaken baby. Dr. Wayne Squire spent 30 years studying the infant brain and testifying against people accused of shaking babies. Now she gives a TED Talk explaining why the original theory was flawed.
The shaken baby hypothesis depends on the assumption that shaking can generate enormous forces, equivalent to a fall from a second-story window. It wasn't even tested until 1987, when biomechanical studies showed that adults shaking a crash test dummy as long and as hard as they could generated only half the forces of a one-foot fall.
And Dr. Usinski says it's common sense. A baby who was shaken would have injuries to the neck and spinal cord. When there's no sign of those things, he considers another possibility. For babies, birth is traumatic.
The baby is expelled by pressure from behind, and the brain is taking the brunt of this.
He points to one study at the University of North Carolina, where doctors scanned the brains of 88 newborns. 22 of them had some bleeding.
Wow, that's a lot.
Later, Usinski says an infection, a high fever, or a blow to the head could cause new bleeding, which brings us back to the baby allegedly abused by daycare operator Trudy Munoz. When the Innocence Project reviewed his medical record, attorneys Deirdre Enright and Jenny Givens say they found something shocking.
The dad reported a plaque had fallen on the baby's head within the week before. And in fact, the hospital was measuring a mark on his head and photographing it. But then the Child Protective Services worker came in and told them that Trudy had admitted shaking the baby, which she had never done.
What she was describing to the social worker was how she was patting and jiggling the baby on her shoulder, but that was after the baby had already began to seize or choke. It was after the triggering event.
But the jury didn't know about that, and Munoz was convicted. Next month, she'll be released from prison. But with a felony on her record, she could be sent back to Peru, unless Virginia's governor steps in. Why Ralph Northam is uniquely qualified to make that call in our next report. I'm Sandy Houseman.